This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we continue with Erica Lukes joining us again on the Paracast this week. Erica, you were about to start into a conversation that would take a few minutes. Let's do it now.
Yes, in 2013, I had a home on the east side of the Salt Lake Valley, and so I would sit there every night and, you know, watch the storms roll in and watch aircraft moving through the flight corridor, the Salt Lake International Airport, and just different things. And I had a friend over one night, and I noticed this light, amber-orange light that was hovering above the Ochre Mountains. And, you know, just like, okay, interesting, get my binoculars out. I'm looking at it, and I looked at it for quite some time, and it was interesting to me because it didn't appear to be an aircraft, because you couldn't see the typical lights you would see on an aircraft. And so I watched it, and then there was another one that appeared to almost drop out of it, and then it moved around in a circle, and they both moved off together. And it was very interesting. Again, I could not see any other lights. It seemed to be one solid object. And so for months, I just set up my video cameras and things, and then I really started, you know, digging into, okay, here's the flight corridor. This is where you see traffic. Over here, you've got some of the most restricted airspace in at the NSA, and then Dugway's over here, and, you know, learned all about different types of things. That's when I, you know, really got into it and became the state director for MUFON. And, you know, over the course of since that time, I mean, I've had other experiences, and I had an experience when I was up near Skinwalker Ranch that was very interesting as well, which I just have to say that it's probably something that they were testing. I don't know, but it was fascinating, and it was one of those things that just it just pulled me in, and, well, like you said, nonstop from there.
Well, tell us some more about it. I mean, this is your chance to talk about you and what drives you and the experiences you've had, and let's hear it. What happened at Skinwalker Ranch?
The thing at Skinwalker was still kind of mind blown about that, but I had gone up there to do an interview with Junior Hicks, and I have a friend. In fact, interestingly enough, the person who is one of my contacts up near that area sent me a series of photographs last night of something that he took in that area and things. And so I'm going to be on the phone with him later today, and we'll find out what sort of news is taking place near the ranch again. But not to go off topic there, but I went up to interview Junior, and I brought a friend of mine who was also in MUFON at the time. She was my assistant director, state director. And we found this fellow took us to a specific point where we could have clear observation of the ranch, and we could see everything. And we set up our cameras, and it was one of those nights where there was a lightning storm coming in, and it was absolutely stunning, and you could, you know, see the lightning. In fact, I photographed it. I got some great photographs over the Skinwalker Ridge, you know, there with the lightning coming in. And so I began to, right after dusk, I began to notice that by the old homestead, there was a light that was kind of shining up on the mesa. And having been on the ranch before, you know, I know where the road is running, where it isn't, different things. And so I just kind of thought to myself, okay, could that be a car light? What could that be? It very well could have been somebody that was shining a flashlight up on that certain part of the mesa. But I watched it, and it appeared to me that this light kind of moved out and towards me. And it was very odd, because there was a kind of a, at first I thought it was fog, but it wasn't, kind of a low-lying oh, it looked like fog. And then I was like, is there a fire? Well, what is this? And stuff. And it was almost illuminated. And so I'm, you know, again, trying to, okay, what could this be? What could this be? Let's look at, you know, A, B, C, and D. And it appeared to come, you know, it did come towards us and then almost surrounded us, and the sound got really quiet and the temperature dropped, and then it moved back. And then, that happened, you know, different times while we were there. And then I noticed that there was a amber orange light that was hovering above the ridge. And, you know, again, what is this? What could this be? Yada, yada. And I noticed it was quite large. Noticed that hanging out there for a while. And then also noticed that in front of the mesa, there was another one of those objects. And it appeared from my vantage point that they were both, like some sort of energy was joining them together. And so I watched that. I photographed it. I had, you know, videotape, and there were some interesting things, and I still don't know, you know, was that maybe ball lightning? I don't know, because it lasted a little bit longer. I don't know, but it was a very interesting experience to see all of that.
Would this be from a project that you, I'm assuming, started called Project Orange, dedicated to the study of sightings of clusters of orange-red orbs?
You know, I mean, I just don't know what that was. And that was, I was studying that, yeah, anomalous light phenomena, like they look at in Norway and things. And I don't know. I get the feeling, because the more I know about the ranch and research that they perhaps could have been testing something. Absolutely. So there.
That's my feeling about Skinwalker as well. Like, this is some sort of psyops testing ground. Yes. Yeah. That's the best set. I mean, who knows? And that might attract, though, I mean, the real thing from time to time. Just because, if you know, if we're assuming there is an objective reality to alien visitation, that could be something that they might be interested in checking out as well. I mean, you know, imagine if a group of bonobos or whatever in the jungle started behaving like human beings, I think there'd be a group of anthropologists down there wanting to check it out, you know?
Yeah, well, they very well could.
So, yeah.
Or they could just say, hey, let's stay away. That radiation, not going to work for me.
Well, but then again, I mean, what about this concept that the phenomena seems to mirror the worldview of the experiencer, and in some cases tends to... people tend to act kind of like as a magnet for it once they start to get into it. It's not just a simple matter of you're studying something independently. It interacts with you in a way. Or is that just sort of a kind of a subjective feeling that people have?
And that's a great question. And I mean, honestly, I would have maybe thought something. I would have maybe thought that, you know, like a few years ago, and now I'm just wondering if it's because you become so primed and so open that you think everything is something, you know, phenomenal, and it might not be. I don't know that. And that's the you know, interesting thing. There's such a, you know, from a psychological perspective, there's so many things to study about with all of this. You know, I mean, why are people more prone to believe certain things? Why would they? You know, I mean, if once you have a sighting, you typically, people have more of them. Why is that? Is it because, you know, it's attracting the phenomena, the person's attracting it, or is it because, yeah, a person is open and primed, you know?
Well, yeah, the psychology of it is kind of interesting. Is it, what I wonder if what it's like is, and I'm not sure how many people out there have experienced this, but I imagine anyone who drives a car probably has. When you get a new car, and in my example, the car that I'm driving now, it's fairly nondescript. It's a Buick Allure, silver in color, really common car. I'd never really paid any attention to them before. But when I decided I was going to buy a new car, I got this car. And then I started noticing they're all over the place. They're like, you know, they're just this really nondescript car that nobody pays any attention to. But it seems like when you've got it yourself, you start to notice, yeah, how many other people have the same thing.
Every car out there is a Volkswagen. Gene, Randall, Erica, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
As Randall was saying here, for the most part, when you get a car or you spend a lot of time riding in one, you suddenly spot all the others on the road, assuming you have something that's fairly common. Now, the exception would be back for me in the early 70s when I purchased a Mazda RX2 with the rotary engine. I assure you, I rarely, if ever, saw another one on the road. I felt all alone, or proud, or stupid, depending on your point of view, if you're a Mazda fan or not.
Yeah, my dad had one of those. It was pretty cool, actually. He thought the rotary engine was, you know, really an innovative way to go about internal combustion.
The problem with the rotary engine has been poor fuel economy, and this is true of all the rotaries that have come out since. I know that Mazda is looking at maybe putting a rotary with a hybrid engine, but no other company even tried. At least they were able to sell several million copies of rotary engine cars, but now it's all EV. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
Except I was at a body shop the other day to fix some minor damage in my car, and it's a VW. And I asked him about the repairability of different makes. And he said, forget Tesla. They're very difficult to fix because they use lots and lots. Instead of welding, they use adhesive. And that only specialized body shops can handle them. So I kind of feel or suspect that when you try to get your Tesla insured, the rate will go up in the air.
Well, there's been a lot of people that try to, I don't know if it's on purpose or whatever, but they kind of down on Tesla, but it just keeps forging ahead.
Tesla is very successful, but I don't see much information on the repairability. I mean, the body shop that I went to, which is a company called Gerber, it's a chain of body shops in the U.S. and other countries, they have no incentive to push one brand over another. Except, of course, Tesla they don't fix, so they may have been that.
Well, probably, but I mean, you can if you go and look on just do a research, Google search on it, you'll find quite a few articles saying, like, you know, Tesla's like pretty much the best car ever made now. And they've got their own shops you can go to that specialize in dealing with it, and they've got, you know, apparently really, really excellent service. So, you know, why go to an independent dealer necessarily?
Hey, you know, let's continue with the UFO thing and forget about electric cars. Except for the thing here is that we see people claiming contact with UFO entities, and they never produce any advanced technology.
Well, I guess those tall Nordics, you know, they're not giving out a lot, are they?
Well, they're keeping it to the vest, I'll tell you.
Another thing that you were involved with that I ran across while I was doing my pre-show homework is that, and I'm not sure how many of these things you're still involved with. We, you know, briefly touched on the Project Orange thing. What about Unexplained Utah? Are you still doing that?
You know what? I have to be very honest. I am a huge slacker in that regard. and I need to be better about that. I've got a great group of people here in Utah, and we, you know, typically get together a lot and do meetings and look at the archives and different things. And that's just kind of been put on hold, and I have not been doing my duties. So I need to smack upside the face. I need to get my act together.
Oh, yeah, well, as if you're not already busy enough. And, you know, I know that feeling for sure. I've made an effort to put a group together myself, and it just got way out of hand to the point where, you know, I really would have liked to have done some of the things that I planned on doing, but I just couldn't do it all myself and had no help, and then life came along. And, I mean, I've still got USI out there just, and everyone who's got a membership is free for life. But just even updating the website on a regular basis takes that much extra time.
It does. And people don't realize. I don't know why. You know, it's like you're putting on a meeting. You've got a website. You've got all of this stuff and everything. This costs money. And it's like, I think a lot of people expect you to do things for free, and a lot of times we do. I mean, take money out of our own pocket to do it, but, you know, it's like sometimes other people need to, you know, contribute to the cause.
I mean, it would be nice, yeah. I mean, everything I've done completely for free, except at one time I did have a kind of a ufology certification program that was, it was just light, but it was like a UFO 101, and they could take it by correspondence. And I did hand out a few certificates for that cost, I think, $25 or something. Not as involved as the MUFON field investigator's course. Did you take the MUFON field investigator's course?
You know, I did they offer one?
Oh, okay. Yeah, they do. Actually, it's a pretty good one. Quite an extensive manual as well.
Yeah, the manual is you know, I mean, they've got some great things in there. And I will say the older version of the manual, you know, back in the 70s and 80s was really fantastic. But, yeah, I taught myself everything. I did not take the course that you, I believe you're probably talking about, the courses that you can take either at the state that you travel to take.
I'm not exactly sure. I think you could do it by correspondence at the time, but their manual back then was like, it was almost the size of a phone book, you know, and lots and lots of really good information. And what probably the best thing MUFON was doing for the field, in my opinion, because the rest of it was all fairly questionable from my perspective.
Speaking of MUFON, I'm looking at the 2021 International MUFON Symposium, which allegedly will happen August 27th to 29th, a live event. I'm just wondering how you're going to do that with the pandemic.
They don't care if the pandemic doesn't exist. Come on. You know,
oh, it doesn't.
Crowd.
Well, there are a lot of people who got COVID-19 who will disagree with you.
Yeah,
now, okay, so I'm looking here at what they're offering, and they'll have streaming, too, on this live streaming. Area 51 guided tours. Come on now.
Can you imagine?
Area 51 guided tours. I can't wait.
Nerd,
I can't wait. I just want to go. I have to. I'll wear 12 masks. 13 masks all on my face. It'll come out 3 feet, my masks, to protect me.
Seriously,
don't step
honestly,
on the landmines.
Like I will tell you, like they've started doing some conferences, and you know, you look at some of the pictures, and lo and behold, you know, there are people there not wearing their masks because the pandemic is completely fake, and you know, masks are taking away your freedom, and you know,
so it's a whole other show, isn't
it? I mean, God, and we need.
I would
have
love to
show.
Talk about it because I'm not necessarily pro or con on some of the issues. They're so polarized that what we were talking about back at the beginning of the show, truth, tends to go out the window on both sides of the equation, I think.
Now, by the way, while we're talking here, I tried to actually open up the page on the MUFON Symposium, and you, of course, you've got the little hand cursor, and when you click on it, guess what happens? That's correct. Nothing. More to come with Gene Randall and Erica, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last 7 days, with the largest outbreak happening in Michigan. The state is averaging nearly 7,000 new cases daily over the last week, and on Friday the state recorded nearly 9,000 new cases, the second highest single day since the beginning of the pandemic. Dr. Joel Fishbane is an infectious disease expert in Michigan, and he tells CNN that the main difference between the first surge and the latest is the age of the patients being hospitalized.
We don't have as many patients in the ICU, and we certainly don't have as many on the ventilators, which is good, but you still have young, relatively healthy adults, never been sick in their life, now are coming in needing oxygen. So it's a little scary for them, you know, it's scary for us.
This is USA Radio News. A group of House Democrats introduced legislation this week that would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, a bill that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no intention of bringing to the floor. Senator Lindsey Graham says the only reason there's a push to expand the court is that Democrats don't like the current makeup. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that approving the bill would make the Supreme Court nothing more than a political football.
There's nothing broken about the Supreme Court. There are 9 justices. It's been that way since 1869, I think. They want to turn the court upside down to pack it with liberals because they don't like the makeup of the court. And what will happen is that every time one party takes over from the other, we'll change the number of justices. You've been a lawyer all your life. It will destroy the rule of law as we know. This is the biggest assault on the rule of law and the independent judiciary in my lifetime. The idea of packing the court so liberals can make it liberal rather than changing the makeup through the election process the way we've done it for a long time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, maybe that's the secret there, that MUFON is sending us a message. It doesn't work because their system doesn't work. What can I tell you?
Well, certainly did a lot of fundraising for it. You'd hope it worked.
Yeah, well, I'm looking here at MUFON.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And I'm looking at the training of become a field investigator. Here it is, the training thing. And there is a field investigator manual. So this is an online thing. You have to order the course. And when you order the course, you bring up the page and you see something that's their equivalent of the Paracast.shop, which is lots of branded merchandise. Except we have something over and above what MUFON has. We have 4 different logos on our branded merchandise. So it is much better than MUFON. Yes. Plus, you know, with MUFON, where's that money go to? Really, are they actually doing research? Tell me what research MUFON is doing. I want to hear you. I hear silence. Are they researching anything or just collecting reports? Well, you worked with MUFON. What did you do?
I collected reports. Or, you know, I mean, it's, mind you, they, you know, you've got the reports coming into CMS and, you know, some that the people, certain people at the top have access to the reports coming in, and whether you got the report or not was made on high, the decision on high and things. And then you, you know, did your investigations and it went into the, you know, wherever, to whoever paid for buying the data. Bigelow.
Went into the black hole. Now, let me just tell you that for MUFON. I'm on their site now, on the online store. And then I click on Members Home. And I get a 404 error, which means, of course, the page does not exist. So MUFON can't even negotiate their own site properly.
Well, maybe they're trying to get Jay-Z Knight off there.
Well, okay. No, anything from the online store doesn't work. That's it. There, the online store causes everything to break.
But that being said, that field investigator manual, at least back in the day, last time I looked at it, was really good. And for my group, I would accept anyone with a MUFON field investigator certificate as qualified to go out and interview witnesses and represent my group, because that part of it is really quite good.
This is the last ragging on MUFON we might do today. But yeah. MUFON has been around since 1969, when it was a splinter group from APRO. A bunch of APRO people made up something called the Mutual UFO Network. Originally, it was the Midwest UFO Network. And somebody woke up and said, if it's Midwest, we're restricting ourselves to one part of the country. We want to be national. Let's change Midwest to Mutual. That was one of the original things they did. Since then, what has MUFON accomplished?
Nothing.
I hear the sound of crickets. In fact, I was going to get the sound of crickets. I was going to get the sound of crickets and dub it in, but you get the picture.
You do that embedded in the episode. You probably pick up a sound bite somewhere. That would be really funny, actually. And it's so true. But this brings up, okay, and it we've talked about all this wonderfulness of the archives and everything else. MUFON has, you know, a warehouse full of archives. They've done, you know, their TV episodes about it. There's citing reports that could keep us going for decades from the past already. And it's not like I'm saying it's not a worthwhile project, but I'm really not so sure that, you know, digitizing boxes of reports is going to get us any further ahead, other than it's a good idea for the historians, but is it really going to move the cause forward in terms of finding out what's really going on?
You know, I think for me, I mean, I just feel like MUFON is a big social club, you know, and, you know, I mean, there are certain chapters that are, you know, doing some really great stuff, you know, because each chapter is kind of out there on their own. And then there are other chapters that sit around and have meetings and talk about, you know, bring political and religious things into this and some pretty, questionable ideas. And it's like, since when are the Space Brothers or the, you know, some of these biblical things, I mean, how does that get into the scientific study of UFOs?
Let me interrupt here. And this is the sound of a typical investigation from MUFON.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That was our presentation to the day. scientific investigation of UFOs, that was a problem I always had with them, because really, when you start talking about the scientific investigation of UFOs, you're inviting the skeptics to call it pseudoscience, because it just isn't really possible to do unless you have scientifically verifiable material evidence, which nobody has.
But here's, you know, and you're right. And here's the thing. It's like I always, you know, when I was working, not only as state director, but was working, in the communications department and talking to Harzan quite a bit, I would say to him, okay, you know, why don't we work with or make a presentation to a night vision company or a company that has, you know, that can offer discounts to field investigators, and then we can start getting the equipment that people need to go out and do field work. And to set up, you know, monitoring stations and different things, you know, like they do in Norway and things. And, you know, why aren't we looking at the data that we have? Why aren't we analyzing it? Why aren't we C&D, things that you would do in a scientific study but that never seemed to happen. And so to me, that just said, well, that wasn't truly the point of the organization to begin with. And so it's just an interesting thing.
There's that sound again.
You know? I mean, and there are ways that it could be done. And it's just, I don't know, but we'll see. In fact, tonight on my show, I have Rob Zwitek, who's on the board of directors. And so he'll be on my show tonight, and I always have great conversations with him. The poor guy is probably drinking coffee and prepping and praying and bathing in holy water.
Well, have you listened to it? I mean, there's lots of us now. This is the other thing, who used to be involved in the field in some way, shape, or form, who've gone to this online platform of doing podcasts. And now it seems like all the people in the UFO field are just kind of interviewing each other on shows and talking about their experiences and what they've done, which I think is really great. But it sort of keeps everybody in their own little camp as well. And I'd always envisioned this kind of a unified thing where maybe there could be a bunch of people who could get together and collectively focus their efforts, and that a collective focused effort might be more effective than this granular one that's out there now.
And I think, yeah, I mean, that would be everyone's hope, because, you know, you would think that when you're working towards a goal that you would work together and, you know, but I think that's the problem with this subject and the UFO community. It's like, you know, what are people's true goals? Is this just like the Mary Kay Cosmetics Club? Let's sit around and, you know, talk and barbecue and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or is this are we going to get together in a group and supposedly talk about UFOs, but then, you know, talk about really storming the Capitol or, you know, anti-masks and, you know, you know.
It's a crazy world out there, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to get only crazier with Erica Luke. Now, she's very sane. It's me and Randall. That's where you wonder, are these guys sane? We have no idea. We can't tell you. Nobody knows for sure. With Gene and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
I was thinking of that 1960s novelty song from a songwriter named Jerry Samuels, who called himself Napoleon the 14th. And he did, "They're coming to take me away, ha-ha." And the flip side, this is a 45 RPM record, the flip side was the same recording backwards.
Oh, that's kind of creepy.
And like every few years, he comes back. But that's what I'm thinking of. It's just a crazy world. And I remember our original co-host, David, mentioned going to a MUFON meeting in upstate New York, where he was living at the time. And he said, you know, they were just totally wacky. And he tried to make sense of everything and have a sane discussion. And they looked at him like he was some kind of leper.
Right. Yeah. I think we've had those kinds of experiences. But then again, I mean, on the flip side, what we were talking about before the break is, you know, is a group focused approach really the best way to go? Because that seems like a really old fashioned way to look at it as well. The way that the world is going is to have widespread digital communication between various individuals around the entire world. And so maybe it will be the case that with so many of us out there doing our own thing, that we'll reach a kind of organic critical mass that will suddenly bring the whole thing together in a different way. If you see what I'm saying, it's a completely different way of looking at how to get there. I don't know. What thoughts?
I think the thing that is interesting to me is just to see now that we do have this wonderful, you know, world of the web and we communicate, there are also more people coming out with YouTube shows and different ideas that are just completely full of it, you know? I mean, they're just, it's like, look at me, I've got my YouTube show and I'm talking UFOs and then, you know, I mean, it's just like, what? You know, and so it almost, in a way, it's like it makes it harder to weed through and find the good people, because for me, the good people that I work with don't go on YouTube. These guys are like underground kind of things. And so I think it's just, I think still the underground approach, kind of small group of people and working together in that regard is probably the safer route.
Any positive and constructive work towards, well, I guess the, what would you even call it? Understanding the phenomena, making sense of it, finding out the truth. That anything that's genuine and constructive, I'm a fan of. It doesn't matter where or how or somebody wants to do it. James Fox, The Phenomena. Have you seen the movie? What do you think?
You know what? I have not seen the movie yet. He's going to be mad at me for saying that. I need to, maybe tonight I can just sit on the couch and watch it and see. I know he's worked really hard on that for a long time, so I wish him, you know, great success.
Indeed, because, I mean, it's a lot of stuff will be familiar to you, but I think you'll also agree that it's really a constructive and an honest and accurate look at ufology. And then the pandemic hit, and he didn't get it into theaters like he was hoping, and that's a real shame.
I know that was a big thing. When we had him on the show this past spring of 2020, he said, you know, he really was expecting to have this exhibited in over 1,000 theaters. And I guess that had all been arranged. And then, of course, the pandemic continued, so it had to be an online streaming-only version. And then they're competing with 10,000 other films, you know, including the Snyder Cut and Wonder Woman 1984, and Godzilla versus King Kong, or King Kong versus Godzilla. I totally forget which version is on there now. And the film certainly got excellent reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. It could have done better. Oh, by the way, I did look up Jerry Samuels, the songwriter, and his songs, in addition to They're Coming to Take Me Away, Ha Ha, were sung by Johnny Ray, famous lounge singer from the 50s, and Neil Diamond and Sammy Davis Jr. He was partly or completely responsible for songs sung by those people. So he's not a complete lunatic.
That's comforting.
Few names dropped. And hey, you're a singer yourself, aren't you, Erica? Have you been doing any lately?
You know what? My focus has been on writing songs, writing stuff, and then I am, you know, getting the pipes back to where they used to be and stuff, which takes a little bit of work, but I am definitely going to start gigging again and then hopefully putting out an album, because I miss that. That was a part of me since I was little. You know, I started studying classically at the university when I was 16, University of Utah, and was a professional singer, yeah, for 25 years, and I love it. I miss it, and I'm definitely going to get back to it.
What kind of songs do you sing?
I went from, I did rock, reggae, Latin, blues. I love singing the blues. I am probably best singing jazz, especially because I've got a man voice. And so I can do that.
Unfortunately, we can't have you sing any commercial songs here, because then we'd have to buy a user license. You know how that works. So
yes.
We can't hear how you sound. Are you on YouTube?
You know what? I'm not, but I do have some songs floating around out there, but that's one of the things I'll do and get that up on my website, get some old material, because we did a whole album of original music way back when. This was back in my kind of little rocker days and things, and so, and we also did, we wrote, my friend and I at the time wrote a couple really cool jazz pieces that actually played on our radio here. The jazz station and staff will have to find those.
Well, Mrs. Steinberg also had somewhat of a musical career in the 80s, where she was doing some club work and recordings. And we had a couple of big name, semi big name people producing for her. Like her last song called Love Attack was written by a couple, Andy and Danya Anka, and Andy Anka being the younger brother of Paul Anka. And I think it was the third version we recorded. We did several renditions. Was produced by a guy named Robert Sabino. And Rob Sabino, of course, worked with Chic.
Ah.
He was also the fellow who did a lot of the synthesizer programming for music from Madonna. And when David Bowie did Let's Dance and all that stuff, he did a lot of the synthesizer programming.
Cool.
And today, he teaches music at a church, Rob Sabino.
Wow. You know, I love Chic. I'm probably the only person who even knows who that is. But, I mean, I Want Your Love. That was one of my favorite songs. That I could bust a move to that one. In fact, I have to just kind of go off on a tangent here, but I'm a big Halloween person. And so every year since I was 16, I have a huge Halloween party. And I will, you know, literally I have to force my guests to do the Soul Train dance off, you know, and stuff. So happens after a couple cocktails around 11 o'clock at night. And so, you know, everybody's in their Halloween costumes, and we're doing the line, and we're listening to Chic. week, and it's just like, oh, sweet balls of fire. It's a
and you don't do Monster Mash?
I guess.
They did the Monster Mash. Remember that? Remember
yeah,
that one?
Was a fun,
that was Bobby Boris Pickett imitating Boris Karloff, but actually Boris Karloff actually did live a version of that song.
Oh,
the original. You have to look it up online. I don't know where it is. I mean, it's probably lost with the non-existent or lost recordings of the time that Harpo Marx retired from performing, and he talked on the air. You never heard him talk before. He talked for like 5 or 10 minutes, retiring.
Wow.
And that's, where is it? I don't know. You can't find it. Let's get back to UFOs. And I wanted to really segue to something we started early in the show, and we've gone into so many different directions. It's been so scattershot. And I was thinking maybe another Jerry Samuels song about why you should smoke marijuana is to blame, but none of us are smoking right now. But seriously speaking here, the Pentagon UAP Task Force, another of those forlorn hopes for disclosure, Erica?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep, I'm not quite sure what we keep hoping for, but this stuff has been going on for decades. I mean, we had different versions of this in the 50s, and you know, nothing has come out of it. I don't think anything's meant to come out of it, so it'll be interesting to see again. And it's funny, you know, how we keep getting, it's like, oh, here's the date of disclosure. And then, oh, just kidding. Nope, it's actually 2 months from now. It's kind of the same thing that we've seen with some of the QAnon stuff. Oh, now today's the day. And then, nope, sorry, we've got to look out a couple months. And so I think it's the same type of thing. And I'm afraid people will be disappointed if that's where they're resting their laurels, I guess, their hope.
We've got more to come with Erica, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.